Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, horny. You know it is French Toast Friday all day long, horny. Got to fry up the catfish and get it on and going down on today. Now listen, it is February 18, 2022. It is 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what Mama is about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And I got to push it up to the ATL. Y'all know it's my home team, yes. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Nigeria, do have some members in Kenya and Zimbabwe, do have a member in India, my honorary member, Karan Patati, still heating it up and getting it on and getting his stuff on. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, on today. Now, let me go ahead on to say this. Y'all know y'all sitting at home. You ain't doing nothing, so listen. Go on, get your feather dusters, dust off your laptop, your desktop, and your mobile devices. Horny, use keyword Fierce Heel Network. When the page comes up on Facebook, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate that. Look here. Mama is going to help y'all to get your diets together. Yes. Now, listen, y'all know how I roll, okay? You know how I roll. I puts it down on the reel. Now, listen, I have a really, really, really excellent health coach with me on today. So listen, she going to help y'all to get your guts in order. Okay, she going to help you to put down the bacon and pick up something else that's better for you. Okay, now y'all, you know, we always got our beer, our Miller Lights, you know, but not me. Y'all know I'm a champagne girl. But listen now, y'all need some help. We got all this COVID fat just greasy and just rolling all over the place. But listen, I got a real sweet lady here today. Yes, I do. She is just fantastic. Let me tell y'all something. She is the sauce on today. She's the lady boss. Yes, she is. She is the lady boss. She do what she do really, really well. I'm telling you. She really is top first class. She really is. So listen, y'all that's walking around with all them big fat bellies and all them guts that's just swashing all over the place, she's going to help you to get in order on today, okay? Well, not in one day. It's going to take more than 24 hours, okay? But she is going to help you get your life together, baby. She's going to help you. Now, listen. Y'all put your forks down. I know you're still eating your grits. You know, I love me some grits now. I love me some cheese grits. Now, Miss Jan.
Yes, ma'am.
horny. Huh? These folks is walking around here. They all greasy. You know what I mean? Now listen, y'all, now let me give my disclaimer. Y'all know I like to entertain. So look, don't y'all be, you know, offended, mommy. You know, if y'all been listening well, y'all already know I'm going to tell it like it is. Okay? So listen, now let me dial it back some. Y'all know I'm always turned up every day. Y'all know I'm turned up. Let me be nice. Okay. Now my guest on today, she's going to tell you about her practice. She's a health coach. She really is serious, and she really is perfection. She really is really great. I'm telling you, and she has Bellamy, but we're not going to talk about Bellamy today. We will if she wants to touch on that. But today we're going to talk about nutrition, eating healthy, and her business. She's a health coach. And I do want her to introduce her practice to the listening audience today. Her name is Jan Scroggins. I hope I said that correctly. If not, please correct me.
You got it.
Okay. So I want to learn about your practice. I love talking about all things health and nutrition. And so I do want to kick it off and ask you, what made you start the journey of becoming a health coach? I do want to know that first off.
Well, it started for me shortly before the pandemic. I had been in the food service industry as a professional cook and a restaurant manager for 25 years. Oh, wow. And during my time, you know, I love food. I love food. I truly believe that food brings people together. And food is life. You know, I mean, we eat to live, just point blank. So food preparation is something that I've always been very excited and very passionate about. Well, the industry started to change, and it just wasn't aligned with my values anymore, and I was extremely unhappy. And when I became a new mom, the industry was very, very unnecessarily disruptive to my home life. It was creating a lot of stress, which eventually wrecked my gut. So I pretty much decided to take my life back, and I quit my career and decided to stay home, away from all the outside distractions, and figure out what did I want to do with my life, what was my purpose. And I discovered the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and decided to become a health coach. And I've never been happier, never been happier.
Wow. Now, I do want to ask you, is there a difference between, I know there's a lot of different types of health coaches, and I noticed you stated integrative. So I want to know if there's a difference. Is there a little difference between your particular area of health coaching and those that focus on nutrition? Of course, we all focus on nutrition, but I want to know if there's a difference in your particular practice.
There is. There are quite a few different types of health coaches. My approach is a holistic approach, where we don't just look at food and diet and exercise, but we look at all of the areas of your life that make you whole. That means career, spirituality, home cooking, your relationships, all of those good things, pretty much the circle of life, because everything is connected. I mean, you're not going to be able to maintain a healthy lifestyle if your job is stressing you out. You're going to go home and want to eat the ice cream and the pizza and overeat, emotional eat. I mean, that's just how it works. So in order for you to have a lasting lifestyle change, it's extremely important to look at every area of your life to figure out where the balance isn't there. And then as your coach, I would help you find a way to balance that out so that you can have a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Now, when it comes to stress and eating and emotional eating, you know, because there is a lot of that that's going on today, you know, with the different stressors that's in the universe and in the environment and in the earth and everything that's going on. And so a lot of people are out of balance. I believe in balance, balance in my home, balance in life, balance. I just believe in having balance, balance, balance. And I believe in energy. And anybody that knows me, they know that, you know, when you come up in mama's space with the wrong kind of energy, the hatchet comes out. I got a little hatchet in the back pocket. You know, so I bring out the hatchet, Miss Jane. Yeah, I do. Now, listen, when I say a hatchet, I'm talking about a spiritual hatchet. Now, I'm going to cut you
up. Oh, I hear you.
So,
I hear you.
So, my question is this. When it comes to emotional eating, and I'm guilty too, I'm guilty, got to raise my hand. When it comes to stress eating and emotional, which is really tough at times, how do we kind of grab a hold of ourselves? Is there something we can do? Because there's things that trigger, you know, stress eating and emotional eating. Is there any tips that you can give us as far as being able to have a discipline not to overdo it when it comes to stress eating?
Well, I feel like the first part of that is self-awareness.
Okay, okay.
And mindfulness, definitely. Because what happens, we get stressed, we get wrapped up into our emotion, and then all thought goes out of the window. We just self-medicate. And if we are actually aware of what we're feeling and acknowledge what we're feeling, then I feel the mindfulness itself will help us slow down to try to make a better decision and at least cope with the stress first. You know, in a society where everything is go, 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 and now, and rush, 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 you know, that's definitely really hard to do, but that's where balance in your life and maintaining healthy boundaries is a huge deal. I know that since I chose to take my life back, I've had to say no more times just in these last few years than I probably ever have in my entire life. But it has definitely benefited. My stress levels are nowhere near what they used to be. And when you're a lot more relaxed and not working from a place of fight or flight, that within itself will help you make better choices. So when you start feeling better, then you'll start eating better. And then when you start eating better, you'll feel even more better. So it really is all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It totally is connected. And, you know, I'm noticing there's a shift. And let me know if you agree with this. I noticed there is a huge shift that's going on, you know, in the earth when it comes to even advertising and commercials. And I pay attention to what I'm seeing that's put in front of me when I'm watching television. I'm noticing all the different choices that we can choose from when it comes to nutrition and health. There's a lot of different companies. Well, one that comes to mind is Healthy Root, R-O-O-T. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but there's options where we can shop easier and without going to the grocery. It's almost like we're being shifted into taking out the trip to the grocery store and having our healthy meals come to us. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, definitely. There are so many more resources out there now. And the pandemic definitely helped with that. It brought a lot of things to life and made things a lot more accessible. I have come to realize that a lot of people don't understand that most cities have local farmers that will deliver to their doorstep, whether it's produce, whether it's meats, chicken, bacon, vegetables, breads. I know here in Savannah we have that. And for a very small price, some of these places even take EBT cards.
You know something? I've heard that before. So I want to grab onto this. I want to grab onto it. You said local farmers. I'm in the city. I'm in Chicago. And so now how would I go about finding a local farmer that's here? Because that's something I would love to utilize, being able to have, you know, the fresh vegetables and fruits. So how do we, those that's listening in, how do we go about finding a farmer that can do that?
The simplest way to do it is look for local farmer produce delivery.
Okay.
And that will probably pop up quite a few things.
Okay.
If you just want to keep it simple, because there's so many now. I even found one in Atlanta when I was helping a lady find one in her area. She was in Columbus. And so even as big of a city as Atlanta, they do have something like that available. So something just that simple, it'll probably show you your options. And they do have more corporate ones available. But if you really want to get on nutritional value, the closer to home you get it, the more nutrition you're going to get out of it. The less it has to travel, the more nutrition you're going to get.
Okay.
So that's why local is better.
Okay. I'm liking it. I'm
loving it. And then you're supporting your local farmers.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So I'm going to have to explore that more because I do want to take charge of my own nutrition more. I'm just taking small steps. I'm on the journey of becoming a vegan, but, you know, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really passionate about it. I really want to do it. But sometimes those stressors in my life will throw me off track and I'll, you know, go back so I was like vegetarian for years. Which, of course, I'm still vegetarian, but I want to take it a step further and go 100% vegan. And so I find myself with that struggle. You know, some days I'll have dairy. You know, you're not supposed to have dairy. And so it's like, oh, gosh, I got to start all over again, taking out the dairy. You know, and I notice my body feels better when I leave out the dairy.
And see, that's the most important thing also that a lot of people don't pay attention to is you have to listen to what your body is telling you. Not what fad diet everybody is doing. You know, you really have to listen because what might work for one person might not work for somebody else. Like I know me personally, I would never be able to go straight vegetarian or vegan because I have tried it and my body does feel drained. I feel a little more hungry. I just know I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, some people, you know, they want to do no carbs. Well, your brain needs carbs, But some people need carbs more so than other people. Some people can eat eggs. Some people can't. Some mm-hmm. people can drink milk. Some people can't. So it's mm-hmm. really important to pay attention to what works for your body as opposed to what you try to force it to do.
Yes. And, you know, the reason
I think that's amazing that you know that.
Yes. And you know what? The reason why I started the journey, because I had so many health issues. I had so many things that was cropping up, especially in my belly. And as I went through different tests with the doctors, they discovered I had 5 different growths in my belly that was really giving me a lot of irritation and a lot of problems. So once I got on the journey of becoming a vegetarian back then, and things started to shift, and I started to feel better, and they started to shrink down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why I started that journey. And it's working. It's working for me.
Yeah, well, you're already on your way, because the body can heal itself by itself when it's given half a chance.
I love that.
It really can. It's a computer. It knows when to blink. It knows when to breathe. It knows when to make your heart beat. It's us that break it.
Yeah.
Because we don't pay attention. We don't pay attention to when we're tired. We don't pay attention to when we're stressed. We don't acknowledge when we don't feel good. We get indigestion and we take Pepto rather than stop eating the food that gave us indigestion.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You are right about that. Well, listen, I do need to take a short little break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to chat a little bit more. And I do want to give you an opportunity to give out your information for those who are listening. And also, I do want to take a moment to thank all the international listeners. I thank you guys so much. I really do. Everyone that's listening in from Switzerland, the Netherlands, Germany, Australia, I really, really do appreciate you guys in Norway for listening in. Thank you so much. I noticed that the numbers are sticking. And so I really want to say thank you for listening in. And so I do want to take a short little break, Ms. Jane, and then I'm going to come back. And we're going to wrap up a little bit, and we're going to talk about your health. Yes, we're going to do that a little bit more and give you an opportunity to give out your information, those that want to contact you and may have some questions that they want to ask you. And so hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, guys, so I'm going to take a little break. I have a little music I'm going to get out there for you. Listen, you guys, I had a really, really great promotion going on with an artist, and I do want to have an opportunity. Right now I'm going to take an opportunity to play this really, really nice song. You guys are going to love it. This is Lost Your Number. Take a listen.
Number. ladies, hey, come on, chill with me. Any lady, hey, come chill with me. Any lady, hey, come on, chill with me. Come and learn about responsibility. Come and learn about flexibility. Come and learn about
Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and the music you just heard was I Lost My Number and Reclaim. That was Reclaim the Generation. All right, now we're also having a conversation with Jan Scroggins, and we're talking about her practice. She is a health coach, and she's giving us some interesting information, some really great tips on trying to shift our gifts from being, you know, our diets not being that great and help us to, she's going to help us shift our diets and our whole self. I like to refer to healthy living, refer to it as healthy living. That's what I like to refer to it as, having a healthy lifestyle, shift our life from one point to the next point. And so, Jan, I wanted to ask you, what's the best part of it for you, being a health coach?
Oh, man. All of it's so awesome. Well, the best part for me is when the client gets excited about the changes, when they can actually see what's going on or feel it for themselves. And that's really the most rewarding and the best part for me, because I get excited about just awesome changes to begin with. Anything that's going to make anything for the better makes me excited. So when somebody else actually starts to see it, it's a really incredible feeling.
Yes. So let me ask you, those that's listening in, someone that may reach out to you and they're interested in becoming your client, what can they expect when they you know, give you that phone call, that first phone call, and they say, hey, I'm interested in having a health coach, what can they expect from you?
Well, I'm very straight to the point in a good way. So you don't have to worry about fluff, and you don't have to worry about me being boring, because I'm far from it. I'm actually pretty high energy. I think, Adrian, you've been acquainted with me long enough to to know that. I'm a firm believer that healthy does not need to be boring. It doesn't have to be boring. I'm not here to give advice. I'm here just as your guide. I truly believe most people already have the answers to their own questions. They have just forgotten their voice, or they've become unsure of themselves. And sometimes you just need somebody to listen, and you figure it out on your own, and that's pretty much what I'm here for, just to guide you along to the life that you're trying to create for yourself, and to just be your hype girl and your cheerleader and your friend and everything else that you need along the way.
Okay, okay. Now, I want you to give out your information, those that's listening in. How would they contact you? Do you want them to email you, give you a phone call? What's the best option for you? What are their options?
I do have a website. On my website, you would need to fill out a health history form if you were actually interested in doing my program. I have a 3-month and a 6-month program available. And we would go through the health history form together and see if the program is a right fit for you. And my website is extremely detailed with all of my training. I've studied over 100 different dietary theories, so I am readily available to assist anyone within my scope of practice that want to make a change for themselves for the better. My website is thehypegirl.com. Are you surprised? It's thehypegurl.com. I don't have any recipes or anything up yet, but I do have recipes available if anyone's interested. It's a very, very thorough website. My email is there. You should be pretty set to get in touch with me.
Wonderful. I love that website, The Hype Girl. I love that. I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It's very catchy, and it's really different. It is really different. You know, most, you know, individuals in health coaching, you know, it's like nutrition one. It's like, you know, all those different things, but yours is totally different. It's really setting you apart from all the rest. It really does. The Hype Girl. I love that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Because it's supposed
welcome.
To be fun. When you're making great changes, it's supposed to be fun. Like, so why be all drab and bleh about it? Like, no, let's have a good time with it.
I love it. I love this. And so I am pretty much out of time. Is there any other tips or anything, any other information that you want to give out to the listening audience that you want them to know about you? Any other interesting things that you want to give out to the audience that you want them to know about you?
Oh, gosh. There's so many things we could talk about. I can't really think of anything other than my door is always open. I'm extremely approachable. Don't hesitate to email me, even if you're unsure. The door is open. We can talk about whatever you need to talk about to see if it's something that you really want to do. Fear is something that, you know, a lot of people deal with. And when you're making a really big lifestyle change, it's going to be scary. I mean, that's just straight up. I know when I quit my career and was sitting at home with my new baby, I probably had an anxiety attack for 3 days straight. So, yeah, change is scary, but you can do it and you can make it, and you're not alone. So please feel free to reach out to me. Please feel free.
You know, that's a great point to wrap up on. You will not be alone. She will be there with you to guide you through your journey, and she's going to help you. She's going to be your hype girl. And please do check out the website. Once again, it's thehypegurl.com. Check her out online. Check out the website. Go through the information. She's there to guide you through your journey and to help you to become a healthy version of you. She's going to take you from the to the smiley. That's what she's going to do for you. All right, so I want you guys to reach out to her. I want you to go to the website, take a look, read her information, and reach out to her. Thank you so much, Jan, for being on. I really do appreciate it. It was a learning experience getting to know more about you.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. You guys, I am out of time. You know what? It has been a stone cold blast. You know, Mama always got some life lessons. Now, listen, the life lesson on today, y'all know it's Friday. It's the weekend. Y'all going to be doing all kind of things out there. But now, listen, 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 listen. Now, today's life lesson is all about health. If you can make one change in your life, what would you do? So, listen, the life lesson for today, I want y'all to make one change. One little video change. You know what I mean? So, instead of eating a whole bag of M&Ms, you know, just eat half the bag. You know what I mean? So, listen, that's a change. That's a change. Now, let me tell you something. I was the girl that loved to snack and crunch, 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 crunch. Now, listen, if I can do it, y'all can do it because I love me some M&Ms. I love me some donuts, potatoes, all that stuff. Uh-huh. And didn't have no shame about it. I'd take my big old grocery bag to my mom's house, sat on her couch, and just eat it all. I showed up food. I showed up food. That ain't no lie. That really is the truth. That's the truth. So now listen, if you're sitting around eating donuts, you know, when you're eating M&Ms, don't eat the whole bag. Eat half the bag. Make one little video change. And one change you can make is go to her website. It is thehypegirl.com. I want you to do that. Do that on today. So the life lesson on today, make one change in your life that's going to better and change your life for the better for tomorrow. So do that. If you make a change today, it's going to help to have a better you on tomorrow. You guys, and I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. I got to move it, move it, move it. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, Big Papa, Big Mama ain't coming to the ATL this weekend, but I'll let y'all know when I'm coming down. Now, y'all be nice to one another.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning.